Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers back on with us. Cody, how you doing, man?
All right, man. How you doing?
Doing good. So, Cody, your family's growing, man. It's been a while since we spoke, but since you've gotten married, had a kid, and now you guys have another one on the way?
No, I just got here about 2 weeks ago. That's why I'm at the house right now.
Awesome. Congratulations. So another boy?
Yeah, another boy.
What's the name? What'd you name him?
His name is Towns.
Towns?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations to both you and your wife, man.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
So Whiskey Myers, you guys are doing big things, but you were one of my first in-studio guests when I got back into radio like 14 years ago. Did you know, Cody, back in 2008, 2009, when you're playing on flatbed trailers and remember the old Electric Cowboy, like Tuesday nights or whatever, that this road that you guys are currently on was the path you were going down?
Nah, I mean, how can you know? There's so many variables and different outcomes. You kind of got to buckle down and get after it.
Did you have, like, aspirations? I mean, this had to be what you were striving for, right? Like, this was in the back of your head, at least in some, to some degree?
Yeah, and to some degree, probably. I mean, we were young then. All we wanted to do is play shows and be out on the road. You know, that's what motivated us more than anything.
Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.
Brand new Whiskey Myers, Bad Medicine on Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers on with us. And Cody, you just welcomed your second son. A couple years ago, both you, John Jeffers, and your good pal and tour manager, Chris Alexander, you guys all had kids right around the same time, your first kid right around the same time. Who found out that they were expecting first?
Who was born first? That'd have been John, yeah.
And then you guys figured out soon after that everybody was about to have their first kid?
Yeah, they were all pretty close, a couple months apart.
Did that make it more special?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we all grew up together and are all the same age, and now they are too. So that's pretty cool. You know, things like that don't always happen.
Nah, it is pretty. It's pretty cool. It works out like that. Does John has a boy? Was Chris's a boy too?
Yeah, they were all boys.
Oh wow. Oh, I got three girls. I got all girls, man. It's good.
They're all good. They're all blessed.
So good. So good. Whiskey Myers, Cody Cannon on with us. Tornillo released this summer, Cody, and I'm not just blowing smoke up your. I've really liked every album you guys have done. But every time you announce a new one, I'm thinking there's no way you can top the last one. And somehow you guys managed to do it. How do you improve? How do you get better? Do you get into a flow? Do you have a specific routine that you go through leading up to an album? What's the secret?
I don't know, really. I mean, we try to change it up a little bit to keep it fresh, you know, so you don't get too bored just as being, you know, the artist. But we still kind of ride in that same vein. We still sound like us, and I think we did a lot. We kind of pushed the limits on this record, but it still sounds like a Whiskey Myers record to me. I guess just over time, kind of honing your craft, you know, and you just keep trying to do bigger and better stuff. I don't know, but we think we did a pretty good job.
Radio Texas live with Buddy Logan.
Nice. So if you're enjoying what we do here every Saturday night, I invite you to download our mobile app. You can find inside it nonstop Texas and Red Dirt. Like everything you hear Saturday night, 24/7 through your phone. Search us, find us, Radio Texas Live in your App Store or Google Play.
Down this heart of mine.
Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers with us. Cody, it's been a few years, but I had trouble initially finding where to watch Yellowstone season one, so I ended up buying it. I downloaded it, and I wanted to see you guys tear it up, and you did. That was so awesome, seeing you guys on TV like that.
Yeah, it was great. We didn't know it was going to be that big of a deal, you know, the show. It wasn't out yet, you know?
Right,
so
right.
So we were just premising who all was in it, and we thought it would be super cool, so we did it. But we didn't know the effect that it would have, you know.
That makes it even cooler.
Yeah, it was super cool. We had never had an opportunity to reach, like, that many millions of people at one time. So it was an immediate effect. I think, like, all of our albums were, like, 1, 2, 3 or something.
Dude, that's awesome. That's so cool. Of course, Kevin Costner, one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah. So we thought we were going to get to meet Kevin Costner. That's why we did it.
That's the only reason.
He wasn't even there, man.
Did you guys hear from him afterwards or anything?
No, we didn't. But we thought the idea, you know, of the show was cool, so we wanted to be a part of that too. But we're like, oh, hey, if we do this, we can
We're going to meet Kevin Costner, and that'll be super cool. Yeah, he wasn't even in that scene.
Texas and Red Dirt through your smart speaker. Alexa, play Radio Texas Live. Why
won't you call? Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers back on with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. Hi, Cody. So cooler moment in Whiskey Myers history, getting the opportunity to be a part of what became one of the biggest shows in television history, Yellowstone, or a couple years ago, that surprise shout out from The Rock on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was pretty cool. I forgot about it.
Dude, that's...
I think he gave a shout-out, and then he changed the song, so I would say the Yellowstone thing was cooler.
Did you have any idea The Rock even knew that you guys were a band?
No.
So I got a quote here. He says, "That's a good dude, keeps it country, his name is Whiskey Myers." I'm guessing nobody had the balls to tell him that there's no one in the band named Whiskey.
Yeah, he messed up a little bit. That's all right, though.
That's awesome. Cody Cannon, Whiskey Myers on with us. Hi, Cody. Better John Jeffers sung song, Bitch, or Whole World Gone Crazy?
I don't know, man. Maybe Bitch. It's just really like the crowd really, really gets into that song, you know? So I would probably say that one.
It's a good song. It is a really good song. We can't play it on the radio, but it is a good song. It's been a while since I've got to see you guys perform. Cody, is there a song that you still got to sing every single night that you kind of wish you could set down, but the fans won't let you?
Yeah, there's a couple of the older stuff, honestly, but
you want to? You don't want to say
anything? Nah.
No?
But the older stuff you got to do, you've been doing it so long, but, you know, it's all good.
Okay, so here's an easier question for you. What's your favorite song to perform right now?
Live?
Yeah, live.
Probably, I don't know, maybe John Wayne or The Wolf. It's always new and fresh.
Nice. And John Wayne is such a great song. And I didn't think it mentioned John Wayne at all, but recently I was listening to it, and the chorus, they're singing John Wayne in the background, at least at the end, right?
They say it one time at the very end.
Just one time?
The last, yeah.
So why'd you guys name it John Wayne? I know you guys are notoriously good at keeping secrets, but was there a reason behind calling it John Wayne?
Yeah, there is. Yeah, I can't say it on the radio. It actually has nothing to do with John Wayne, but yeah, it was originally something else and we changed it out. Long story, but...
So did you actually add John Wayne in the chorus at the end to be able to call it John Wayne? Like, it wasn't originally part of the song?
No, it wasn't originally part of the song, but it was always going to be the name for the song.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the background singers are doing that "Oh Yeah" thing, and then they say John Wayne at the end. I think that was Cody Tate's idea. It's really funny. You can't really hear it.
Yeah, listen close, guys. See if you can hear the background singers singing John Wayne right at the very end. Cody Cannon, Whiskey Myers, 6 albums in now. Do you have one song that you would probably say you're most proud of that you've written?
No, not really. I don't say I have one song that I'm most proud of. I guess I'm proud of a lot of them.
Yeah.
Fortunate to be in to write them, really. And but just drawing like favorites or anything like that, I don't think so.
It's hard to do. They're all your little babies. Now you actually have real babies, but the songs are still your babies too.
Yeah, I guess in some sense it's just kind of like that. It's kind of a whole. I view things like that as a whole work of art, you know, more than single things.
Cody, you guys have really come into a lot of major, hard-earned accolades. I want to talk about the Platinum Records, but first, you guys had the opportunity to headline Red Rocks Amphitheater this summer, and there was a quote that your drummer Jeff said. He said, quote, "I never went to a concert at Red Rocks because I've always said I don't want to see it until we play there, and I didn't want to play there unless we were headliners." Was this kind of a consensus? You guys all wanted to play there the first time headlining, or was that just Jeff's idea?
Yeah, I don't think anybody, I know Jamie had been there before, but I think that's it. I don't know if Tony had, but there was like 4 or 5 places that I never went to until I played them, you know, and that was one of the last for me. But yeah, I think a lot of the people had that vibe.
What's another place?
So I never went to the Ryman before I played it. I wouldn't go to the Ryman.
That's awesome.
RTX Live.
Head in my head. Cody Cannon of Whiskey Myers. One more thing, Cody, before I let you go. You guys were surprised right before your Red Rock show with 4 new RIAA certifications prior to going on stage. Stone, Ballad of a Southern Man, and Broken Window Serenade, all certified platinum. Virginia achieved gold status. And Cody, I have no idea how this plays out. But how big of a surprise is it for you or other bands when they get a certification? Like, do you know it's coming? Do you know a song is on the cusp of being certified platinum or gold?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, you do know. You know. Like, no surprise at all. We knew that was coming.
Yeah, we don't mind it or anything, but like, management will be like, hey, this song just went gold, or it's about to go gold, or this song's about to go platinum. So, I don't know. We haven't had, like, any super overnight success. I bet people maybe if they're like, brand new or something, and they release this huge album and wake up the next day or something, maybe they don't know, but we knew.
It was a build. It was a build. It was a process.
Yeah, they just kind of give you a heads up.
So no surprise.
We don't know exactly when, you know. If you're like, oh, hey, this song's about to go platinum. You're like, cool.
It says a lot, too, because you guys, you know, I met you in 2009. Here we are 14 years later, and you're still independent. You're still doing things your way, and you have found massive amounts of success. And I'm just so happy for you guys, Cody.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Awesome. Cody, great catching up with you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Good to talk to you.
First, there was Texas. Then, there was radio.
Let's see it.
Then there was Radio Texas Live with Buddy Logan.